Best Buy says adios to Europe.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Best Buy is pulling out of a big joint venture in Europe. The company is selling back its 50% stake in a company called Carphone Warehouse at a significant loss. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from London with the details. And Stephen, why is Best Buy pulling out?
Well, it launched this joint venture with Carphone Warehouse in 2008. It was trying to make up for the problems in the US market. It hasn't succeeded. The plan was to build American-style big box electronic stores in Europe. It hasn't worked. Those plans were aborted in 2011, and Best Buy has been unwinding its joint venture ever since. Much of the fault for this lies with Best Buy, but a major problem seems to have been timing. I mean, they tried to grow a business in Europe in the wake of the continent's worst financial crisis in a generation.
Yeah, well, I mean, Best Buy's got its own problems here in the United States, but I wonder if this is the start of a trend in which companies decide to cut their losses and get out of Europe.
Well, certainly Europe is a headache for big U.S. companies over here. Ford has taken a terrific battering. Is there going to be an exodus of U.S. corporations? There shouldn't be, says fund manager Justin Urquhart-Stewart. Pulling out now, he says, would probably be a mistake.
Anybody actually cutting and running at this moment is merely crystallising their losses. So Best Buy is looking at worst loss, wherein in fact they probably could have stayed on for another 2 years or so and probably be seeing a different picture, not a booming picture, but one that would certainly be showing some signs of recovery.
He thinks that after the German election in September, Germany will start doing something unpopular with German voters. They'll do a lot more to promote growth to help the southern European states, and we could begin to see the beginning of a long, slow improvement. But he does admit he's an optimist.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Well, we'll get a look at quarterly earnings this morning from the satellite radio provider SiriusXM, a company that has been growing but faces some significant competition down the road. Gigi Duban reports.
When you buy a new car, chances are good it'll come with a trial subscription to SiriusXM Radio. A company spokesman told me 70% of new cars roll off the lot with satellite radio installed. Peter Leitzinger is an analyst with SNL Kagan. He says partnering with automakers has been a smart move.
They're just basically focusing on new cars and even used cars.
In the past month alone, SiriusXM announced BMW customers will get a one-year subscription with purchase of a new car, and Kia dealers offer free trials for used car buyers. But people mostly listen to satellite radio while they're driving. Internet-based radio services like Pandora and Spotify are picking up audience everywhere else and may soon find their way into cars. Jessica Caldwell is a senior analyst with Edmunds.com.
A big focus for our automakers is trying to match the pace of automotive development with the pace of technology development.
She says if car makers start offering internet radio, it could be a serious problem for the satellite broadcaster. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, down 0.2% in Tokyo, up 0.5% right now in Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 106 points to close at 14,818.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
As the immigration debate continues in Washington, we're going to focus now on people who are in this country illegally, people who work in the shadows and often face exploitation from employers because of their legal status. In a partnership with ProPublica, Marketplace's wealth and poverty reporter Jeff Tyler has our story from Chicago.
Undocumented immigrants in Chicago get nickeled and dimed in a way that doesn't happen to U.S. citizens. Here are some of the things they get charged for. Elizabeth Baido doesn't have a Social Security number. To get a job at a temp agency, she has to use an underground labor broker.
Either him or his son will fill up the application for you, and they will charge you a $5 fee.
That's illegal. But what could she do? Baido needed the job. The labor broker also charges $8 a day for a round-trip ride to the suburbs, where warehouse workers make just over $8 an hour. She says workers who arranged other transportation risked retaliation.
If you wanted to bring your own car, it was kind of like you were taking your own risk of getting laid off.
At the end of the week, the company didn't pay Bayido directly.
You wouldn't get your check at the factory. You actually have to go pick it up at a currency exchange. And so you wouldn't have the option to do direct deposit or you bring your own checks to your bank.
Even immigrants with their own bank accounts are obligated to use a check cashing service, which charges them 1 to 2% of their paycheck. And if the check comes to, say, $200.70, a middle-aged worker named Estella says one check casher often pockets that change.
He doesn't give the change because he says he doesn't have any pennies.
It's illegal to force workers in Illinois to cash a check at a specific check casher. And, of course, it's illegal to steal a worker's pennies. But many workers get cheated out of much more money. A middle-aged woman named Delfina says she hasn't been paid for 40 hours, so she's out about $350. And on top of the extra fees paid by the undocumented, people like Isidro Bayana also get hit with the normal deductions.
From my check, they take $25 for Medicare, and I pay $15 for Social Security.
He doesn't ever expect to collect on those benefits, so they become just another fee for working while undocumented. In Chicago, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And you can hear more from our series about Chicago's underground labor brokers at marketplace.org. Finally, to Birmingham, Michigan, where a girl named Alyssa Reeder had an idea when she was just 9. Her hamster Cotton Ball was in one of those clear hamster exercise balls rolling around, and he started knocking things over. So she thought, why not add guided bumpers and little sticks to knock over and call it hamster bowling? Well, according to WDIV-TV, she now has a patent for just that. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.